Check out some of the things that have happened on May 18, the day in 1897 when Dracula by Bram Stoker was published.
I am Dracula.
In 1966, the Hollies recorded one of the all-time classics from the 60s, written by Graham Gouldman, later of 10cc.
Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella.
The Norman Gunston Show went to air for the first time on this day in 1975.
Except that fruit shop of yours didn't do too good in London, but did it?
No, the McCartney fruit shop.
Yeah, no.
No, Apple. Oh, no.
And the final episode of Murphy Brown went to air in 1998 after 10 seasons.
I waited downstairs for half an hour for valet parking.
We don't have valet parking.
Then who took the roles?
Birthdays, the Aussie singer-songwriter who took his name from Keith Richards and Eric Clapton is 71. Here's Richard Clapton.
Don't you flip in love with the girls on the
Mother's Bar celebrates his 70th, founding member of the band Devo.
It's not too late to rip it. Rip it good.
Great Australian singer-songwriter John Schumann is 67, lead singer of Red Gum.
I was only 19.
Actually, it's all talented singers. Country star Troy Cassar-Daly is 51.
And we'll sing about this country. This place is old as time.
Martika's also 51. A couple of 50-year-olds today, Australian Rugby Union legend Tim Horan.
And Horan scores it easily.
And US comedian Tina Fey.
And I have to hand it to Lindsay for continuing to find new and different ways to look old.
And the girl who became the youngest ever to sail solo, non-stop and unassisted around the world, Jessica Watson, is 27.
Suddenly there's just people everywhere, you know, all I've seen for so long is just empty waves.
Finally, Elizabeth Montgomery died on this day in 1995. The popular star of Bewitched was 62.
Now, Mother, promise me, no funny business, witches aren't there.
Remembering Elizabeth Montgomery on May 18.